Good morning and welcome to Radio Gorgeous. I am here with Gemma Levine, who is returning to Radio Gorgeous. She is a portrait photographer who has published over 20 books, inclusive of her Go With The Flow, which was her experience with breast cancer. We're here today to talk about Let's Talk About Lymphedema, which is a book introduced by Gemma, which she worked on with Professor Peter Mortima, about lymphedema, which you got because of the cancer. And a lot of people don't know about lymphedema. It is very common, and it's more seen as a byproduct of cancer. And there's almost a feeling like, well, you should be so grateful we saved your life. And we're working on saving lives here, so don't complain about this little condition. But as you experienced, and many other people experience, it is not a condition, it is a disease, it is wildly debilitating, and it has very much affected your life and your livelihood. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Gemma Levine.
Hello, Donna. Thank you so much for coming to see me.
Tell me about your first experience of lymphedema.
I had cancer. I had breast cancer. And I thought after the chemotherapy and the radiotherapy that that was the end. And should we say about 3 months later, I found my right arm had swollen quite extensively from the elbow down to the wrist. And I thought, oh, I've been bitten or something's happened. So I went to the surgeon, actually, not my doctor, not my GP, but the surgeon. So he looked at me, and within a second he said, oh dear, that's unfortunate, you've got lymphedema. And I said, what's that? So he said, it's a malfunction of the lymph glands. So he said also, several of my breast cancer patients have got lymphedema from that operation, from the mastectomy.
Because when they do a mastectomy, they frequently remove all or some of the lymph nodes.
All my lymph nodes from under my arm were removed. And I really was unbelievably ignorant. And he said to me, well, go to a remedial massage man, Bernie Martin, and he'll look after you. And I thought, stupidly, I thought, oh, okay, that's going to take maybe 3 months, 6 months, and that will be the end of it. How wrong was I? I couldn't believe how stupid I was, not knowing more about it, and how wrong I was, because I now know, this is 6 years later, I should know, that unfortunately it lasts for a lifetime.
Yes, because your lymph nodes provide an important service.
Exactly.
Once removed, they're not replaced by anything.
Exactly.
But I mean, you sound a little bit harsh on yourself, saying, I should have known. I mean, was there anything you are an intelligent, extremely urbane woman who has known, you know, everyone important in publishing and photography in our society.
That's
so
true.
You can't say you're a little slouch, you know.
No, I wouldn't say that. But perhaps, in retrospect, once I heard the word lymphedema, instead of thinking, oh, that's okay, it'll go in a few months, I should have immediately got some books, not books, because there aren't any. Well, there is now.
Yes, there is now.
Because I've made sure that there is a book. But I should have looked it up, perhaps, and found out a little more about it. But I didn't. But as the months went by, I certainly found out a lot about it.
And if I can interrupt you for a second. Was there any warning, you know, was there anything in the literature about the breast cancer saying that this is a possibility once we have, you know, entirely removed your lymph nodes?
No.
Okay, so your ignorance was not entirely your own fault, I would say.
Not entirely, no. But having gone through a period of a massage with the remedial massage man and thinking, this is not really getting any better, I then did a lot of research and found out where to find the trained lymphedema specialists. And in my view, that was the most important thing I ever did. And I found one, been going to her for a few years, and she has provided me with the necessary equipment, so to speak, that I need. You're looking at me now, and you can see my arm is covered with what is called an compression sleeve. And this holds my arm together. Well, it sounds as though I've broken it, but I haven't. But it gives me a little more strength. The problem is my arm gets weak and it hurts a lot if I do too much. I have to be extremely careful if I cut my finger. I did cut my finger. This is very important. Tiny cut on my finger, and I swim every day. And that finger became septic, and I got a terrible fever, and I rang my doctor, and he said, we must see about this immediately. And I was whipped off to hospital. I was in hospital for 7 days because I had cellulitis.
And that's from a tiny cut.
Tiny, weeny cut, which I reckon, having been swimming, maybe something had got into that little cut.
And because of the lymphedema, your body doesn't have the same, your arm, the affected area, does not have the same flushing system.
No, it does
not. It doesn't have the same pressure regulation system.
Right.
The blood doesn't flow in the
same
way.
That's right.
And you get these, you know, it sounds, I think for people to understand the sort of way that it works, it's a little bit like diabetes, you know, in terms of swelling and limbs not responding.
Yes.
Because pressure and circulation is not happening in the way that it properly should.
Yes, yes.
So that things like, you know, a small cut, a mosquito bite,
yes,
are really, really detrimental,
yes,
to you.
But just to try and simplify this, I took a photograph for the book. The book, as you know, is called Let's Talk Lymphedema. I took a picture of some locks, and the water from the river or stream runs down to the lock and then, boom, stops. And that picture is in the book when somebody, I can't remember who it is probably Professor Mortimer, is talking about the flow or the reverse, not the flow. So that is a sort of a visual reminder.
Yeah. Okay, so that's sort of how it works. But how, I mean, you're a photographer. So how did it affect you?
Dreadfully. I mean, absolutely dreadfully, because for 30-odd years, I've been working with professional cameras like a Hasselblad and Leica, and heavy cameras, and haven't thought twice about it. Lifting the camera, positioning the camera, taking the camera to my eye, and so on. But now, because of my lymphedema, I can't do that anymore. So what did I do? I wrote a letter to Apple in America, head office, and I said to them what had happened to me, and I said I can't lift my right arm anymore, and could they suggest perhaps what I could use, because I wanted to continue in my profession. So they very swiftly wrote back and said, we're putting you in touch with your local London office in Regent Street. And I went down there and met the one of the directors, who said to me, you know, show me your arm and so on. And he provided me with an iPad and an iPhone. And he said, see how you can lift these, which I did perfectly easily, without straining or without any stress on my arm. And then off I went. And with those two pieces of equipment, so to speak, I did my books, my last couple of books.
But that's your professional life.
Yes.
And that's just one aspect.
Yes.
But things like groceries and everyday things are still not, you know, they haven't made, you know, milk any lighter,
no,
you know, but through technology.
No, I'm not a Friday shopper. I'm a Thursday shopper. And I like to go to one of the supermarkets and fill up a basket and walk home. I'm a great believer in walking. That helps lymphedema too, to keep the circulation going in your body. Okay, can I tell you quickly a funny story? I was in Waitrose and I filled up my basket and it was too heavy for my right arm to carry it. And I saw a gentleman just very close by who was wearing a dark suit and looked as though he was one of the managers. And I thought, okay. I said to him, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but do you think you could carry my shopping for me? Because I've got a bad arm, and I showed him my arm, to the till, which wasn't far away. And he said, of course, madam, of course I will, with pleasure. He took me to the till, and I put my shopping down. And as I was starting to pay, the actual manager of the store came up to me, furious, absolutely furious, and he said, do you know who you asked to carry your shopping? So I said, no. He said, that was the King of Sweden.
Well, it's good to know he has extremely nice manners.
Absolutely. I think that's, you know, it's a true story. I think it's great. And it shows how people really are very happy to help you if you need it.
And what one of the things in particular that I found really wonderful about the book is that you are a woman of resource. You know a lot of people. You have a sense of self that allows you to ask for help. Not everyone has that, and you're extremely generous with it. And so even coming up with the idea of the book, I think you were on a BBC documentary. And even in that moment, when it's about your health, only 2 minutes were spent on this lifelong disease.
Yes.
That's very serious.
Yes.
As you say, if you get a cut, rush to hospital there for 7 days with it being septic. That really, I think that was the moment that really, people's response to that sort of inflamed your passion to
write the book,
go more public with this.
Yes, it was after that television documentary. You're perfectly right. My GP came over and he was in the documentary with me. I was sitting as I am now and he just came up and he touched my arm, felt it very hard, and he says, how's the lymphedema going? That's all. And then after the programme was shown on television, I went back and saw my computer marked up about 20 or 30 emails, and I looked through them absolutely stunned. Oh, my mother has this, and my brother and my sister, and a whole load of emails about their family or their friends having this problem, and they don't know anything about it, and what are they going to do? That exactly was the cause of me starting to investigate to do this book. And the first person I went to see, because I heard he was the top man in this country, Professor Peter Mortimer from St. George's Hospital. I went to meet him and to discuss this idea. And I said, what I want to do is a similar book to my cancer book, is to get letters and chapters from the people that are involved in the medical side of lymphedema, and also to get chapters from patients such as myself, but maybe that have worse conditions than myself, that are affected with their legs and their whole bodies and so on. He thought it was a fantastic idea. We agreed to work together, and we agreed to keep it as simple as possible. And believe it or not, in a short time, they're doing now another print run. So we're delighted. Yeah. Yes, delighted on one hand, and on the other hand, it's sad to think that the book is doing so well, because so many people are thirsty for this education.
Well, and one of the things that's, you know, that did strike me is just that question of how are you getting on with your lymphedema, as if, you know, it's entirely up to you, but it is largely up to the patient to be, you know, to be their own advocates.
Yes,
and
yes.
Also, as you know, you have to be very active in your treatment.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
For you, it's a daily
Absolutely. Daily vigilance. I can just go through that very simply. I go swimming every morning. I do. I massage myself after swimming. I do special exercises to help myself, which I've actually drafted out, drawn out, and put in the back of the book. There's a whole series of excellent exercises, which I do in the pool, but can be done on the ground
dry
level. Dry land, exactly. So that's number one. Number two is that I rest every afternoon because my arm is heavy. And I place pillows under my arm to hold my arm up. Number three, I have a machine. Not everybody can afford a machine, so you can always go to a therapist and work them, have the machine worked on you if necessary. Mm-hmm. And it's a pump. It's rhythmical. It goes boom, 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 up and then down the arm. And I use that for perhaps 3/4 of an hour. I use it once a week. If my arm is really bad, I might use it 2 or 3 times a week. The other thing is going to a professional lymphedema specialist. They can, if you're very bad, if you have extremely swollen, bad swollen legs or bad swollen arms, they will bandage you. That's a big process. But they do it very, very efficiently. But you have to wear heavy bandages for about a day. Mm-hmm. She puts them on, and then you go back later at the end of the day. She takes them off. And then there are other types, which I won't go into because I'm sure there are many, other types of different compression sleeves filled with different components. I can't explain them because I don't have them, but they are on the market.
Mm-hmm. There's other options.
I know that the National Health supply the lymphedema ordinary compression sleeves such as I'm wearing, but I know they don't supply the machines.
Yeah. However, there is, I mean, it's wonderful. It's the book is a phenomenal resource. Is lymphedema something that only happens after cancer, or are there other forms of lymphedema?
Well, what I have is called secondary lymphedema, which is after cancer. But there is primary lymphedema. And there's a classic case in the book of a beautiful, beautiful young schoolgirl called Arabella, who was born with lymphedema, malfunction of the lymph glands, and she has lymphedema in her whole body.
Wow.
She's got swollen arms, swollen legs, swollen face. Everything is swollen. She's such an incredible young girl at school. When I went to photograph her, I thought she was about 6 or 7. Her height was that of a 6 or 7 year old. And when I sat down afterwards and talked to her, I said, "Where are you at school?" Asked about questions about school. And then it came out that she was 15 years old. And therefore, I felt it had stunted her growth too.
Yeah. Gemma Levine, as always, incredibly inspirational. I can't wait to see what I hear from you next. I know it'll be something else.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Thank you so much, and good luck with managing the lymphedema, and please keep taking photographs.
Thank you so much.